Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Proverbs 8, 32 to 36. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 32 to 36. Now, young people, listen to me. Do as I say, and you will be happy. Listen to what you are taught. Be wise. Do not neglect it. Those who listen to me will be happy, those who stay at my door every day, waiting at the entrance to my home. Those who find me find life, and the Lord will be pleased with them. Those who do not find me hurt themselves. Anyone who hates me loves death. My theme for reflection is listening that leads to life. Listening that leads to life. You know, there is a certain kind of listener we all recognize. Picture a teenager at the breakfast table, half listening to their parents' advice while scrolling through their phone. You can almost hear the wisdom entering one ear and making a swift exit through the other. And let's be honest, it is not just teenagers. We have all been there. Nodding politely while someone offers valuable advice, only to proceed with our own stubborn plans. It is funny how we can tune out even the most loving voices, isn't it? But what if we truly listened? What if we took the time to absorb and act on the wisdom offered to us? Proverbs 8, 32 to 36 gives us a compelling reason to do just that. In this passage, wisdom herself is speaking, appealing to us as children of faith. Her message is simple but powerful. Listening to wisdom leads to happiness and life, while ignoring it results in harm and loss. The invitation is clear. Now, young people, listen to me. Do as I say, and you will be happy. Proverbs 8:32. It is not just about hearing. It is about listening with intention and following through with action. Wisdom, as personified in Proverbs, is more than a poetic ideal. In the New Testament, we see wisdom fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. To listen to wisdom is to embrace Christ, the very source of joy and life. Verse 34 paints a beautiful picture of the one who listens. Those who stay at my door every day, waiting at the entrance to my home. This is not a passive kind of listening. It is active, expectant, and intentional. Think about standing at someone's door, eagerly waiting for their words because you know they hold the key to something precious. That is the posture we are called to adopt when it comes to God's word: humble, attentive, and ready to act. But wisdom doesn't just offer blessings, she also gives a warning. Those who do not find me hurt themselves. Anyone who hates me loves death. Proverbs 8:36. This contrast reminds us that the choices we make have eternal consequences. Listening to Christ leads to life, but rejecting his wisdom leads to spiritual harm. My dear friends, across the world, this message resonates deeply, whether in the United States of America, Europe, the Middle East or Africa, or even in Asia or Latin America, in much of the Western world where busyness, consumerism, and individualism often drown out reflective listening, the call to pause and heed wisdom's voice can feel countercultural. In the Middle East and Africa, where communal values and shared wisdom are often cherished, modern distractions and shifting societal norms can sometimes obscure the clarity of Christ's call. No matter where we are all challenged to ask, are we truly listening to wisdom's invitation? Are we allowing Christ's voice to guide and shape our lives amidst the noise and competing priorities of our globalized, fast-paced world? Wisdom's invitation is timeless and universal. She doesn't shout or demand. She stands at the door, waiting for us to come, to listen, and to choose life. As the psalmist says, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy." Psalm 16, verse 11. This Christmas season, let us not simply hear wisdom's words, but respond to them with faith and obedience. True joy and lasting peace are found in standing at wisdom's door and allowing Christ to lead us into life. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life might you be half listening to God's wisdom? How can you become more intentional in seeking and following His guidance? Number two, what practical steps can you take to wait daily at wisdom's door, embracing Christ's instruction in your decisions? Gracious God, we thank you for the gift of your wisdom revealed in your word and made flesh in Jesus Christ. Forgive us for the times we have failed to listen fully, when we have let wisdom pass through one ear and out the other. Teach us to be like those who wait at your door, eager and expectant for your guidance. Open our ears to hear your truth and soften our hearts to follow your instruction. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Merry Christmas to you all.